3 and Seminformatics. Okay.
Hi, and some of you on the English Wikipedia, I go by the username Walker Ma, W-A-L-K-E-R-M-A. I work in chemistry and also on the offline releases. And today I'm going to talk about the offline releases, the Wikipedia 1.0 project. I have a lot to cover, so I will have lots of slides, many of which will just have a picture. And I understand you cannot read every word on the picture. Please treat it as a picture, not a lot of text to read. I want to give you an impression of the project, and in some cases that may mean showing a picture of a lot of text. So I will try and race through this and then take questions at the end. I'm going to start by going through what this project is all about and a bit of the history, and also I will try and cover what other language Wikipedias have done, just briefly. If I get the German Wikipedia offline releases wrong, please correct me. I see I've got WO1, that's supposed to be Wikipedia 1.0 sub-projects. I'll talk about a little bit of the structure of how the 1.0 project kind of works. And then number three is some detail on how we select articles and how we select versions. This is very different from the German releases. Then I'll talk a little bit about the offline releases, how those are put together, and then kind of conclude things. So to start with, what is the 1.0 project? It began, at least as I understand it, with Jimmy Wales suggesting we should have a paper-friendly format for Wikipedia. And the term 1.0 now tends to really refer to any static release, which could be on CD or DVD, could be on a flash drive, could be on paper. And it's these 1.0 projects are seen in many languages, and they're usually organized by volunteers from the community. There are two main approaches, which we'll get to later. And you can also have various scopes. Here's a summary of the process. I'm a chemist, and I worked in process development for 12 years. So I guess a lot of this talk is about process. I find it's probably no coincidence that the Polish 1.0 project is also overseen by a chemist. So we start by deciding what are we going to put in our collection. Then we pick the articles that match with that. Is it a general release or is it just on chemical reagents? Then we have to pick the best version. We typically do that on a wiki, a separate wiki. we clean up those versions that may be vandalized if we pick the wrong version. Then it gets converted to an offline format, and from there it can be published. And the final publication process is still a little vague for us because we've only released a few releases so far. A common criticism I get, and certainly when I looked at all the early discussion on this before I even joined Wikipedia, is a lot of people saying, why do you want to go back to the dark ages of paper? Surely that's a backward step. And I love this painting. It shows the settling of the West by the white man. And I think in one corner you can see the Native Americans running away in fear of progress marching across America. And many people see Wikipedia in its online form in the same way. The problem is, in reality, most of the world doesn't have internet access. And in fact, many of you will have found you didn't have good internet access on the way to this conference or even in your hotel room. I was at a conference last week, which was the premier conference of the American Chemical Society. And if you as a vendor wanted to rent internet access for your laptop via wireless internet, they were going to charge you $1,200. So even the rich guys in America will want offline content sometimes. So it's also convenient when you're traveling and so on. I've been through a lot of airports in the last 2 days to be able to look at these things offline. But there are other more subtle reasons. In the schoolroom, you do not want heavily vandalized content with a lot of profanities. If you're teaching 11-year-old children, you don't want that appearing in the classroom. So how do you screen that out? Well, maybe flagged revisions can help, but a static release, if we can do some serious quality control on that, then we can screen out those profanities where they're inappropriate. And so you won't get inappropriate content, or you shouldn't, once we perfect the systems for doing this. And also, much of the world, we have someone who takes our project to schoolrooms in Africa and just gives these away. There's a school's version of Wikipedia, which has proven very popular. You can see 18,000 unique visitors to their website after they were front page on Slashdot. These versions of Wikipedia are already beginning to have an impact going to schools all over the world. So the one laptop per child, I don't see SJ. Some of you may know SJ. He's heavily involved in this project, and we work with SJ to provide our selections that we've found, and then they can pick from that what is appropriate for their collections. So there are a lot of benefits to this. Here's a history of the process. As I said, it began with Jimmy Wales. The Germans were much faster at producing an offline release than any other Wikipedia. We were still talking about whether it was a good idea after the Germans were highly ranked on Amazon.co.de for their releases. And they've done an annual release since that time. But it's a fairly straightforward system they've used, which does allow them to make a publication on a regular basis. The Polish Wikipedia also followed that German model in 2007, and they released a large collection of Wikipedia content offline. We, on the English Wikipedia, for reasons I'll get into later, we chose to start small, and our collection was only about 2,000 articles and was on CD, though we do have, I got confirmation in email just yesterday that we have a Windows version of 0.7 available for publication. So once we check it over, that should be able to be published. That's 31,000 articles. So here is a bit more on the German one. I believe it began in 2004 with a snapshot version, and they got a lot of volunteers together to do a quick screen by hand, and so they sold the CDs at €3 a piece. And they've continued that, as I said, by working with a major publisher in Germany. They did try some specialized releases, but that didn't really work too well. They weren't very popular, but the general releases have usually proved pretty popular. the latest version, as I understand it, is the 2007-08 DVD release, which had 620,000 articles, and you could choose whether you wanted the pictures or not. There's also a paper release came out last year, which is like, I guess, lead paragraphs from articles. The process, as I understand it, is you take the whole of the German Wikipedia, and then you remove the bad articles from the scheme, And what is left is it goes into the collection. And if there are no cleanup tags, etc., it goes into the collection. If it's marked as dubious, don't put it in. And then every article, they find a good version using a white list of editors. Polish Wikipedia did much the same thing. In that case, their publisher was willing to pay for about 30 people to read every article and to check it for vandalism, etc. They also incorporated help from volunteers from Polish Wikipedia. It did come out pretty well, though they didn't sell as many as they'd hoped, unfortunately. But I hope they will continue their work. So actually, let me come to the English project now and see what we're doing. This is the structure of our system. Really, the three stages can be seen as getting the articles you need in good shape, and obviously that's a part of every Wikipedian's work, really. But to try and organize that and look at that and focus that was an important part of our early work, certainly. Then picking the articles, and that was done by the Work Via Wiki Projects section, and finally the publication section. Now, in fact, all of these groups blend together these days, but this is how they started out, at least. Core topics, which is now morphed into, I think, more of a focus on what's called the vital articles. But the core topics, the idea was to focus on the really important articles first. It's all very well having a great article on the Virginian doe that was mentioned earlier, but if our core article on the deer is not very good, or our core article on biology, which would be the core topic here, if our core article on biology is really bad, we need to focus on some effort on that. There was a core contest, which actually had a big effect because, I guess, prizes of money were involved. And actually, that did produce a lot of improvements in a few articles. But that's proven pretty difficult to get people to focus on those general articles. Those are often the hardest to write and the hardest to improve. The Work Via Wiki Projects system was we said the same as the Germans. We said the people who write biology articles know about biology the best. And so why don't we ask them to find the best articles for us and to advise us? And this started out in a manual way with literally me going page by page, posting a message saying, hey, can you tell us what are your best articles? And that gradually grew into a system where we had a global assessment scheme, which everyone used. And we also collect the information automatically via a bot. And then we've added another bot in recent years, which can then select from that. Looking at the publications, here is the Wikipedia for Schools project. And what this group has done is that it's run by a charity. The good thing there is they have access to volunteers who are willing to spend time checking, hand-checking the articles very carefully. And they've done three releases now. I don't think they're planning to do a release this year, but probably next year they will do that. And it's tailored towards the UK educational curriculum. But many people around the world have found it a very useful collection of articles. And it's kid-friendly, but it's also the kind of topics kids like, dinosaurs and fun things. It's not full of a lot of tedious stuff that children aren't going to be interested in, which the collection I do is. This is their latest selection. They have both an online version that you can browse for free. You can't edit it, but you can look at their selections. And you can also download it. Now, I checked it on Alexa, and the traffic is the same order of magnitude as Citizendium. And in fact, when they did their release, it went way past Citizendium. So this little release of 5,500 articles is already pretty popular. And a lot of those people browsing it, I understand, come from places where they may not have really reliable internet. So the release I was involved with a couple of years ago was version 0.5, which was a CD. I was keen to get everything to fit on a CD. We did it everything manually, pretty much, and just to show it could be done on the English Wikipedia. And we collected the topics manually and kind of agreed on what would go in. And it was really a community effort. And that became available for free download, BitTorrent as well. And you could also buy it from Linterweb. Linterweb is the publisher we've been working with. So. And this is what it looks like in offline mode. Version 0.7 is the version that I said is about to be released probably next month by the time we've checked that everything is in place. We need to check the index is working properly. It's much bigger, around 31,000 articles. And actually 31,000 is, I would say, good enough for most purposes. The Paranya River near here is listed in this collection. Okay, so a lot of things that many English people would not be familiar with are in this collection. So 31,000 really does cover a lot of material. You might think we need 3 million, but we don't a lot of the time. And it brings together, to answer your question earlier, it brings together a lot of the information gathered from over 1,000 wiki projects all working together. Because we all use the same system, more or less, we can collect that information globally. And a lot of the information is done with bots. The information is originally placed there. Assessments are done by people, but the collection of data is all automated, so that we have enough information to put the collection together, and that's, if I can just, for a moment. This is the 0.7 release, and this is what it looks like. This is not the final version. This is the version with bugs in it. But you can see the links work just like in the online version. It has a search engine up. The links for which the articles are not there just appear as black text. So you don't know what you're missing. So, yeah, and if I could spell Buenos Aires, you could see the search engine working. There we go. So, hopefully this will find use, and we plan to grow from here. Sorry? Oh. Actually, I think they're working on that, I think is the answer. I think it's nowhere near as good as Google is on that, or the online Wikipedia. Okay. Here are the steps to publication. What you need to do First of all, if you're using our approach, you need to have assessments for every individual article that could go into the release. Then you need to, both importance and quality. And then you pick from the overall collection, you pick the ones that are most suitable for that release. Once you've chosen the articles, you're not done, because you have perhaps 100 recent versions of each article, and you have to pick the best one of those recent 100 versions. I would say 1 and 2 we've got working quite well now, though there are still flaws. Step 3, I spent 6 months this year doing nothing but manually checking through script output to try and find the best versions of things. That's not very appropriate for an ongoing system. One reason the English Wikipedia went through a different, went for a different approach than the German Wikipedia is, quite honestly, we were embarrassed by some of our content. And I apologize if the person who contributed this is in the audience, but this is, just happens to be something I found when I was doing my screening. So the German Wikipedia has a lot of very good, well-written articles. The English Wikipedia has a lot of good articles as well, but has some embarrassing corners. And this, I don't expect you to read the whole thing, but you can get the general idea. We've all seen content of this kind. I may say I actually spent an evening cleaning up this article for version 0.5, at least the tourism section. So this is why we wanted to start small and build up gradually, so we wouldn't have at least too many embarrassing articles. I'm sure there are some in there. Some of you will probably call me on it later. So, but we felt very much, and here's that word community again, we wanted to let the community choose the selection as much as possible, and delegate a lot of the of that to the community, by which I mean the wiki projects, which are really the best way of coordinating with the community. And as I said before, we use quality and importance together to make the selection. So here's our article assessment scheme that was baffling our earlier speaker. And I'm sorry if it does seem confusing. Hopefully, I'm giving a brief description here, but on Friday I'm giving a 30-minute session just on the assessment scheme, because there are a lot of subtleties in it. We needed to be able to judge quality and importance in order to make the selections in the way we wanted. Quality, and really to some extent that relates to completeness of article in the early stages, and then gradually becomes more focused on style issues as the article matures. The good thing about that is you can pretty much say that a B-class article in chemistry is going to be comparable in some way to a B-class article in alternative music. If you spell out some common criteria that can be used, and you have also some examples. Now, we do plan to improve this, but we do have quite detailed descriptions, and I'll cover that on Friday, some of the details of how this works. But we have a simple system of stub, start, C, B, and A, which every project pretty much uses. The math project has a B+, I guess the mathematicians like something a little more sophisticated. But by and large, this system is universal. And as I said, more than 1,000 wiki projects use this common system. The nice thing then is we can use this for global measurements. The importance scale is also very simple, but here it's much harder to get people to agree because, let me talk about the quality, or show you the quality thing. Here is our rubric, which I realize you can't read, but hopefully you can see the criteria on the left. We have reader's experience, editor's experience, and then examples for each assessment level. This is the importance system. Again, a very simple system. And this is how it looks in French, in the French Wikipedia. But what I really like is importance, as I was saying, is not an absolute measure, it's a relative measure. So the importance, if you're rating an article on Mick Jagger for the Rolling Stones project, clearly that's top importance. If you're talking about the arts in general, Mick Jagger may be fairly important within the arts, but obviously his importance is much less than it is to the Rolling Stones project. So projects then give their own. So this is for psychology. They have quite a nice thing, but they've made it their own. They've put in psychology examples and so on. Now, what makes this whole system work is that it starts with the wiki projects reviewing each article one by one, by hand, and giving feedback comments on it. Then the bot takes that information for the project and generates information that the project can use. Then we at 1.0 can look at the global picture and get the big picture that we can use in putting our collection together. So here is the article on the Cathedral of Magdeburg, and it has three templates on it: Catholicism, architecture, and Germany. And so you can see each of those projects puts their template on and they rate it. In this case, featured article class. That's really just a marker to say this has reached the top level. Then the bot generates a list, and I think you can see that article if you can read it. It's somewhere in there. Each project gets given a list which is updated every 2 days or so, showing all of their articles listed in order of quality. The best articles first, the worst articles last. They can also see a log of all of the changes. So if this is for the German project, you can see as people add new assessments, as people change them, as articles are perhaps vandalized or removed or something like that, you can see that. I guess I inserted the wrong. This is the global statistics table, and you can see there are now about 1.9 million articles. When I spoke in 3 years ago at Wikimania in Boston, we had 30,000, so it has grown a lot in 3 years, and every one of those 1.7 million has been assessed by a human being, not by a machine. I should qualify that. A few stubs were tagged as stubs were given stub class assessments, but most of this has been generated by hand. But each project also has their own statistics table, so the Germany Wiki project can see they may have 50,000 articles they can track. And they can look at their own and say, okay, we have these that are top importance and they're poor quality. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yes. We do have a new version of the 1.0 bot, which has been in test phase for about a year now. But I think it is probably will come out fairly soon. And it will allow intersections. So if I right now I can click on and see all of the B-class articles in one big category, or all of the B-class Germany articles. What I can't do is find all of the B-class Germany articles that are of high importance. The new bot will allow that very easily, and it works in tests, so we know we can do that. It will also generate in this table, you can see in the table it lists which ones were in 0.5, which in this case was all of these on the list. But it will automatically, when a release is done, the bot will automatically record that information in these tables. So you can see which ones are in the release, which are not. If there's a problem with that, you can tell us. It will also do the same information for featured articles and good articles. It will record in a column. So if something's been incorrectly tagged as GA class, you can see. Okay, and we'll allow a little more customization. The English Wikipedia, they like to be able to tweak things to their own uses. French Wikipedia has adopted our system. And one interesting effect was now there was kind of a reason to have a wiki project. From what I understand, there were not very many wiki projects established before. But this is what happened. This is just from yesterday. There are a lot of projects now working. What they have on the French Wikipedia is a nice tally of how complete their assessments are. So some projects have assessed 100% of their content. Some have only done a small amount. And there are now hundreds of wiki projects in the French system, and they have evaluated around 300,000 articles on the French Wikipedia. And this is just in a year or two, I think. So the lesson here is it's not just the English Wikipedia. This is a lesson that I'd really like to get across. We didn't design something just to be used on the English Wikipedia. We want it to spread. And I'd like to see it used on the German Wikipedia. I think it would work very well and actually complement the current system that was described in the first half of this session. So how do we select articles? Well, we use all of this assessment data, and we have a bot then looking at all of this, and we have a bot using an algorithm to generate a score for each article. Obviously, a high-quality article is given a higher score than a low-quality one. A very important topic is given a higher score. Importance is judged not just using the wiki project's own ranking, but we have some independent tests which use the tool server information and things like that. So how many hits the page gets, how many articles link into that, and how many other languages of Wikipedia have an article on that. This PopSinger may be really important in America, but how important are they worldwide? That's something we want to see. Football is obviously very important if you're in Argentina. We have 911 articles in the collection on football. So I guess that's 3%. But those 911 were taken out of 53,000. They were selected from 53,000 assessed articles. So we pull out what we think are the most relevant, the most important quality or reasonable quality football articles. You can also home in, there's actually a task force of the football wiki project, and a task force is like a sub-project that focuses mainly on assessment of a specialist area. Have I got that correct? Yeah. So people who are interested in Argentine football do this, and we found that we had, forget how many articles, about 30 articles on Argentine football have made it into the collection. So 0.1% is on Argentine football. Diego Maradona was judged to be the article that was of most interest. It got the most hits. It also has the most foreign language versions. So you can see how we do this. Argentine films didn't fare as well. There was the Motorcycle Diaries is the only article that made it into the 0.7 release. But you can see the score on the right based on the importance score, and there's also the quality score. But we also listened to feedback from the wiki projects. This, I just loved this discussion. This was on the Alternative Music wiki project talk page. So what they did was we said, give us feedback. They discussed, and this is just a short piece of it, and they said, well, it doesn't make sense to have, say, one musician from this band and not the rest, or this album is not really appropriate. It just had a lot of hits because it was just out at the time the bot did its selection. So we allow some manual checks on what we do. So the bot tells each wiki project, each one of those 1,000 wiki projects, we have picked these 53 footballers or these 150 alternative bands to be in the collection. Is this a good selection? And then we manually tweak the selection based on the feedback we get. We also have to do version selection. I found we'd selected this version of the Belgium article, and I will say we have changed this selection. It originally said, Belgium is a hellhole, believe me, I've lived there, was the introductory sentence. This slipped through our system, our rather crude system of version selection, so we want a better way of doing that. Clearly, we have to find this. An important thing to understand is this was probably reverted in a couple of minutes in the online version, but once you print a book or you release a DVD, you can't change that. So everybody is laughing for the next 5 years about this. So we really have to get the reliability right, and that's why we're interested in things like flagged revisions. If flagged revisions becomes really established well on the English Wikipedia, we will use it. We'll have to see. Here's a quick thing in case you're not familiar with it. This is from the German Wikipedia. The articles look the same. It's just one has been tagged as free of vandalism, whereas the other one has not. There's also a computer script system, a program that will generate a trust metric for every editor of Wikipedia. This is run by a guy called Luca Del Faro, who I believe is speaking tomorrow, if I've got it right. And it's a very sophisticated way of finding who are the trustworthy editors and who aren't. And what we want to do is then find those versions that match with that. Well, I think probably best to go to the talk. But it flags anything that comes from a dubious person. Now, I will say Luca is an Italian name, and I find it interesting that this article on French cuisine says, it is also way better than French food, the losers, has been flagged as dubious. So they obviously like their Italian cuisine. But we can automate this, hopefully, to say, find us versions that don't have this kind of dubious text in them. The final publication involves a lot of stuff. We look for profanities, and most of them are actually appropriate, but we look for copyright issues, image copyright violations, etc. And then we need to publicize it, etc. I'm not going to talk really about that. I just want to say, as I begin to close here, that there are a lot of different ways we can do releases. We can do DVDs and books. We can do large and small collections. The selection bot will allow us, once we get the later steps to work, we can, at the push of a button, find a selection of good quality articles on German football teams, or a good set of articles on the Italian wars. whatever we want, and then we can hopefully, if we can get WikiTrust or Flight Revisions, find the right versions of those. And we would, I would like to see, and I think all of us would like to see, periodic updates. So every month we release an updated version of each article. So you get the same articles, but just a newer, good version of that article. I'd like to see every school have a copy of Wikipedia. And those schools are going to want a static release, I think, for use in the classroom. And maybe every home would want this. And in many cases, that may be a static version. I'd like to be able for us to be able to very quickly produce a version. It's been a slow process for 0.7, but hopefully we can reduce that to a week or a month, or even a day. And it should be available to everyone. So in summary, I think offline releases provide a useful niche. We have a flourishing assessment system now. 1.9 million articles have been assessed. The Wiki projects like this. It helps them keep track of what they have. And we have a good system now for selecting from those 1.9 million the ones we want to put in the collection. What we don't have yet is a good version selection tool. The Germans actually do that better than us, I think. And we're also looking for a large scale publisher. We're working with a small French publisher right now. And but if we're going to get into every bookstore in the country, we need a large North American or UK publisher probably to work with us. So we still have some way to go, but I think we've come a long way. So thank you for your attention, and I'll take a few questions. Yes, we found that if we set a score of 1,250, we would get roughly 30,000 articles, and we ended up with 31,000 in the end. So if we'd got 100,000 with that score, we'd then raise the bar to maybe a score of 1,300 or something like that. to answer your earlier question, I tried setting up a page on Meta where people would share tools between, because I work with the Polish Wikipedia people and the French Wikipedia people a lot, and we share tools. Many of these tools were actually written by the French Wikipedia people, and they've also taken our 1.0 bot, and they actually have a slightly better bot currently than ours, though hopefully our next generation one will be more sophisticated. So yeah, we share code. If you, probably the simplest way is to post a request on the English 1.0 page, and hopefully, I think the guy who writes our bots is away on vacation at the moment, but you will get a response, and we will send you source code, etc., for those bots. Obviously, you need someone who knows how to use those bots, though, and I'm clueless when it comes to this stuff. So. Okay. These are the four criteria we use. The Wiki projects only provide one portion of the importance ranking. And many projects actually choose not to assess for importance. Military history does not, for example, because you would restart World War II if you started saying, well, you know, Germany's more important than France or whatever. So in some cases, there is no importance ranking for an article, even though it may have a quality assessment. So we needed an independent system. And in fact, for every article, we can generate a score. And we've actually found an algorithm which works very nicely for us. We're welcome to ideas to tweak it, but we think it weights all of these using a logarithmic function, so no one thing will dominate the score, but all four components contribute to that score. And that allows us to get a pretty good list. So we have given these lists to over 1,000 wiki projects and said, is this list good? And I would say 98% of those projects came back and said, seems like a pretty good list to me. And so it can be done. I think these different criteria, because they're independent of each other, allow overall a pretty good assessment of importance. Sorry, what was the last sentence? A false article. So is there a mechanism for feedback in the case of a false article or a bad article? With 0.5, I simply put a bugs page, and I requested, on our 1.0 page, I requested feedback. I think I got one comment that was something like, you know, this should have a semicolon or not a comma, or it was some very minor point. We actually got virtually no feedback, though I tried to promote this and make it prominent. So we will do the same for 0.7. I expect to get a lot more errors because 2,000 articles you can get people to read. 30,000 is much harder. And I know there will be errors and bad articles in that collection. But hopefully we've found most of them. But yes, we need to get that feedback. But by using the online system, that feedback can also go straight to the wiki projects to say, hey, your article on the Cathedral of Magdeburg has some mistakes. We got feedback through the 1.0, so we can feed that back into the German wiki project and have them fix it. They're the experts. And then hopefully on the next release, we can screen for that to check has it been fixed. But it's a rather informal system at the moment. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for your attention and enjoy your lunch.